Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, July 25th, 2018. On this day in 1965, Bob Dylan went electric at the Newport Folk Festival, signaling a major change in folk and rock music. If you want to offer your apartment via Airbnb, you will now have to contact your Bezirksamt. As of August 1, 2018, a new regulation will apply under which persons wishing to rent out their apartments via so-called home-sharing platforms will require a permit and registration number, and only the appropriate Bezirksamt can issue these. The assigned registration number must then also be publicly available in the online advertisements. The application for permission to use housing for other purposes can then be sent by post or email to your respective district office. The fee for an application is 225 euros. The approval and registration number are often only the first hurdle. Anyone who is only renting his or her apartment and wishes to sublet it also requires the landlord's permission, and it must be expressly permitted that the subletting takes place as a holiday home. An offer without a registration number can result in fines, and subletting an apartment without the landlord's permission can even lead to termination of the lease. Airbnb itself is trying to draw attention to the new regulation through advertisements that have also appeared in the print and online editions of the Berliner Zeitung. There was also a spot on the radio a few days ago in which a woman explains that she is subletting her apartment during her holiday in order to earn some extra money. When her acquaintance draws her attention to the fact that this is not permitted in Berlin, she draws his attention to the approval of the district office. Despite the advertisements, the new regulation still seems to be largely unknown to users. The district office in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg informed the Berliner Zeitung on request that by Monday, only 105 applications for a registration number had been received, and at present, more than 300 accommodations are offered over Airbnb in Kreuzberg. Also, in other districts in which the platform is used particularly frequently, noticeably fewer requests were received. At the Pankow district office, 127 applications for a registration number were received as of this past Monday. Similar to Kreuzberg, several hundred accommodations are currently offered by Airbnb in Neukölln. How quickly an application is processed depends on the respective district office. In Kreuzberg, the processing is to take place on the day of the receipt. In the district office of Neukölln, however, a daily equal treatment is not possible due to lack of personnel. Early Tuesday morning in Prenzlauer Berg, a man is said to have insulted a young woman in an Islam-hostile manner. The man asked the 18-year-old for cigarettes at 2:30 a.m. on Kastanien Allee. In the course of the further conversation, he is said to have suddenly talked confusedly about National Socialism and then insulted the young woman. Afterwards, the suspect ran off in the direction of Danziger Straße. The insulted woman, who was accompanied by a friend, alerted the police and then followed the man. Shortly thereafter, the officers arrived and temporarily arrested him. The 51-year-old was taken to the prison collection point and subsequently released. The investigation has been taken over by the state police. Take note that if you plan on traveling via Ryanair, you might be affected by the airline's continuing strike days. Four flights were canceled for today, and three flights from Berlin-Schönefeld to destinations in Spain on Thursday. Last week, Ryanair announced that it would cancel 300 flights each in its European network today and tomorrow due to planned strikes by cabin crew in Belgium, Spain, and Portugal. It was reported that concerned passengers were informed and offered rebooking or refunds. In the future, Berlin Briefing will do our best to offer the latest Ryanair strike or cancellation information as soon as we catch word of it. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on berradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.